Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I hope this finds you well and you're getting a chance to do some great creative things this week, a chance to get out there and make some amazing photographs, or just wander around and look at things that you find interesting. I was asked by a friend recently who'd gotten a new camera. He'd gone out and gotten some little kind of point-and-shoot little pocket camera, and he asked me, you know, I really want to make better photographs, so what's the one skill you would recommend that I get to make better photographs? Now, my sarcasm kicked in, and I was, of course, telling him to read the manual and a bunch of other sarcasm. But as I got to thinking about, really, how would I answer that question? What would be the skill, the one skill I would advise anybody to gain or to have if they wanted to be a better photographer? Now, in realizing that there are billions of different photographers out there, everybody has a different need, a different response, a different camera, a different technique, a different desired outcome. But really, if I was going to try to narrow that down to that one, what would that one thing be? And what I realized was it's not so much a skill is the one thing I think photographers should have, but rather it's a behavior. So whether it's skill, behavior, I kind of cheated the question maybe a little bit. But what I think people need to have is a consistent routine to their practice. Because it's a long, winding, back and forth road that we wander as creative people and as photographers, and we never know where the path's going to lead us. We never know what new things are going to come up. We never know what new technology. We never know what new camera, new idea is going to come to us. So that wandering path is something that we experience on a regular basis. So how do we make sure that we can take advantage of the opportunities that that winding path offers? And I think a lot of that comes from our ability to set routine. A couple of things about routine that come up is if you read and study a lot of famous, and by famous, I just mean historically famous, but if you look at a lot of people whose lives have been recorded who were considered creative individuals, they were very routine structured. They got up at roughly the same time of day. They did the same thing in the morning. They did the same thing in the afternoon. They exercised roughly at the same time of day. They went to bed at the same time. So from the outset, they looked like they had pretty boring lives, but that structure allowed them to maximize their creative endeavors or creative efforts. Similar to how Steve Jobs talks about having the same clothing every day was to allow him more creative time during the day to think about things that really matter to him, not what he was wearing. And while that may seem on the surface a little crazy, the idea and what that afforded him was the ability to sidestep something and make it feel like he had more time during the day. So that's one of the things the routine offered. A little mundaneness in outfit, but offered up the freedom in his own mind that there might have been more time available for other things. I think the other thing the routine affords is it gives us an ability to recognize that photography is something that we don't have a skill about. There's a lot of skills required. There's a lot of things required. There's a constant change and a constant shifting of the equipment we use, the techniques we want, the things we want to photograph. So if you're primarily photographing newborn babies and then you all of a sudden want to do night photography, there's a new set of skills you're going to need to acquire, some new things you're going to need to think about. So one of the things that routine can offer us, though, is a sense of practice, a sense of what skills are actually important to us that we need to really be comfortable with, really be familiar with, that we can revisit over and over again. The idea that there's masking in Photoshop, or there's darkroom printing, or there's hand coding paper, or there's adjusting my camera settings without actually having to take my camera down from my eye, or understanding my reciprocals so I can just intuitively be able to anticipate what changes I'm going to make to the camera so that I get a good exposure. All of those skills are things that we need to build muscle memory around. We need to build knowledge around that is almost kind of background noise to us. And the only way we can get that is to practice over and over again. So to build in a routine that says, I'm going to practice this on a regular basis, knowing that if you had a list of 20 skills, by the time you went from one down to 20, you'd have to return back to number one because those skills have started to rust a little bit as you haven't worked on them in a long time. So to return to that same list over and over again, knowing that each day for X amount of time, you're going to practice these set skills. I think the other thing that does is it allows us to have some freedom in our own criticism of our work and recognizing that if it's something we haven't worked towards or something we haven't practiced or it's not part of our daily routine that we do over and over again, we shouldn't have to be as critical of our own work, our own approach, our own philosophy, our editing, our packing, whatever it is, because it's not something we do on a regular everyday basis. We are out of our normal comfort zone, and that doesn't mean that things are better. There are times I think there's value in snapping our creative, you know, consistencies, the way we do things every time, to try to introduce some new energy into our process. But a lot of things, a lot of our work in photography, it is that repetitive nature of it. It is that repetition that allows it to be somewhat comfortable so that we can be, you know, more aware of what's actually happening in front of the camera and less concerned about the technique and technology behind it. That notion of even just simple routine things like when you clean your equipment, when you download your photographs, how you name your photographs, is all so important to how we respond to and get prepared for being able to take the photograph. I oftentimes hear people ask, well, what technique would you recommend for this? What skill do you have for that? How do you organize this? And that's the other thing that's interesting about this notion of routine and practice is each person is somewhat unique. Each person approaches things slightly differently. And what we need is a structure or routine around how we do things that allows us to be as efficient as possible. So one of the things that I recommend people do is to really think about, how do you approach your own way of being? Are you a very detailed oriented person? Are you a very neat structured person? Like if we walked into your house, would everything have a label on it? Would everything have its place? Would everything be structured by size, by name, however it would be organized? Or do you live in more of a chaotic environment? Things are a little bit disorganized to the outside, but to you, they're highly efficient, highly organized. So in those regards, that may be a way to thinking about how approach your photography. If you're highly structured and highly organized, you know, a camera bag that's got a place for everything, everything goes back to its same place, you have a checklist that you can look and assess what you have, is important. Then you know if you're going to pull that bag off the shelf, you always know what's in it. But if you're a person who's a little bit different in that regard, there might be some value in the routine of avoiding stress in the morning when you're leaving by packing the night before. So maybe your routine comes down to, I can't live in such a highly structured environment, but if I allow myself to pack the day before, I have the however much time I need to find everything I need, and I'm not racing in the morning. I'm not starting off the day in a stressed state. I'm starting the day off in a more relaxed state where I can allow my creativity to show through. I will hear people sometimes rationalize out that anxiety, like, oh, I thrive under pressure. So if I can't find my camera in the morning, that just means I'm going to have a better shoot. And I would tend to call just BS on that, because most of the time people don't love to live in anxiety and in a highly induced stress state. We rationalize out that behavior. So that routine becomes stress and anxiety, but we rationalize that out. It doesn't necessarily mean we become more effective. Most people actually operate more efficiently when they know where their camera is and they're not stressing about that. So as you start to think about what your approach is to your own way of being, how do you build your routine such that you can leverage what are your current strengths? And is there an opportunity there to shift maybe an area that causes tension and anxiety in your work and in your approach that would be more efficient? For example, if you are a person who struggles with masking in Photoshop, or you struggle with masking in Lightroom, maybe sitting down and giving yourself 20 minutes 3 days a week to just practice masking might make it better. Not on photographs you're trying to print, that you're trying to get to a client, that you're trying to edit for real in that moment, but just practice photographs where you can come in without the anxiety of having to have it be done and perfect and just practice a little bit. Or maybe your routine can be set up such that you want to photograph more, so you set up 3 days a week where you're going to photograph for 30 minutes before you go to work. You're just going to get up in the morning an extra 30 minutes and go on ahead and photograph. Or maybe you're going to take your lunch hour and turn it into a photographic hour. So instead of sitting at your desk, still chained to email, racing through to eat, you actually pick your camera up and go outside, get a little exercise, and photograph at lunch. And that becomes part of your routine, making you a better photographer and maybe making you more happy at work as you get to get outside and actually do something you love during the middle of the day. One of the things that can come up as you develop the routine is you might start to realize that that notion of feeling lucky behind the camera, feeling like you're getting a lot more good photographs behind the camera, gets to be stronger. because you're approaching things more methodically, because you're giving yourself a chance to develop those skills through practice and through repetition of practice, and you're giving yourself some, you know, freedom to relax a little bit if there's something you can't remember or something you haven't done in a long time, and recognizing that you're going to make better photographs if we just accept that there's something we need to practice more, we need to add to the routine, rather than disparage our own creativity and our own creative process as not being worthwhile or of value because there's just something we haven't done in a long time. So much of our work about the negative aspect of our own self-doubt comes from things that we haven't done in a long time or things that aren't in our standard routine. And if you give yourself a little bit of pass on that, you might find that your overall ability to shift your routine, to really embrace that winding road that you're on, will become a lot greater and a lot more efficient in your ability to create photographs because you've not allowed yourself to slip back into a negative state, but rather you've embraced the fact that a shift in routine, a shift in practice is going to give you a lot more bang for your buck on the backside. I hope you have a great week behind the camera, get a chance to get out there and make some amazing photographs, and really sit down and think about how your routine is affecting you. Is the routine you have efficient? Is it effective? Is it something you enjoy? And if not, go ahead and make some subtle changes to that routine. If you're a person who has more creativity in the morning than the evening, maybe shift your editing or your photography more to the morning than rather than the evening. There's always an opportunity to come back in and find a better, more efficient way to work if we're willing to be honest with ourselves about what's working and not working. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, and all the places podcasts are found. Give us a rating up there. We'll help other people find the podcast. I'd appreciate that. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.